يا علي يا علي يا علي يا علي يا علي يا علي محمد رايز علي. They're from one single tree. Wilaya sets all of us free. What a blessing for you and me. Muhammad Reis Ali. They're from one single tree. Wilaya sets all of us free. What a blessing for you and me. Ya Ali, yo, ya Ali. 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 Muhammad and Ali, the fathers of this nation. Ali saw and heard revelation through Muhammad's grand station. Ali is the best of creation. Muhammad and Ali, the fathers of this nation. Ali saw and heard revelation through Muhammad's grand station. Ali is the best of creation. Ya Ali, yo, ya Ali. 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 Some say Ali's four, but he's number one. Some say Ali's four, but he's number one. No doubt about this, from the truth do not run. Some say Ali's four, but he's number one. No doubt about this, from the truth do not run. Ali's with the truth, and the truth with Ali. Such a blessing for you and me. Some say Ali's four, but he's number one. No doubt about this, from the truth do not run. Ali is with the truth, and the truth with Ali. Such a blessing, Ni'am al-Amir. Such a blessing, Ni'am al-Amir. Ya Ali, yo, ya Ali. 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 Ali married Fatima, the best of women, daughter of Muhammad. From him came blessed children, Hassan, Hussein, and Zainab. Kulthum and Abbas. Ali married Fatima, the best of women, daughter of Muhammad. From him came blessed children, Hassan, Hussein, and Zainab. Kulthum and Abbas. Ya Ali, oh ya Ali. Ya Ali, oh ya Ali. Amma.
mindset.
يا علي 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 صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله الذي جعلنا من المتمسكين بعروة الوثقى، كلمة الحسنى، سيد الأوصياء، عماد الأصفياء، ركن الأولياء، آية الله العظمى، خير المؤمنين، إمام المتقين، أول العابدين، أزهد الزاهدين، زين الموحدين، حبل الله المتين، وجه الله، عين الله، نور الله، سر الله، أذن الله، روح الله، باب الله، سيف الله، عبد الله، أسد الله الغالب، علي بن أبي طالب. صلوا على محمد وآل محمد.
أحسنت برادر، صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. Inshallah, we hope before welcoming Sheikh Osama, I just want to mention after Sheikh Osama's lecture, we plan on all joining together for Salat, and then after Salat, the food will be served after we pray together. So we hope that everybody can stay with us, Inshallah. Inshallah, with that being said, if you could all help me welcome Sheikh Osama with three loud salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. صلى الله عليه محمد وعلى أهل بيت الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين. روحي وارواح العالمين له الفداء. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Allow me to be the first to congratulate each and every one of you mu'mineen and mu'minat on Eidullah al-Akbar, the greatest Eid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This Eid, brothers and sisters, is one where Allah wants us as followers of the Ahlul Bayt to make noise, to celebrate, and He wants it to be different. That's why for me, I really appreciate the Quran recitation, the poetry recitation, and also, of course, the community working with the reciter to remember Ali in this poetic fashion. All of those are wonderful. But more than that, brothers and sisters, is the presence of each and every one of you. The presence of our children. The idea that you and I are working to make this a special Eid and a different Eid. It should be that way. Now, this is an Eid where we're supposed to actually congratulate one of you, each and every one of you, or each other. I get the opportunity, because I'm up here, that I will try to say the thing, but brothers and sisters, you can also say what we're supposed to say when we congratulate and when we see one another, because this has actually been described. This is the Eid where it's the day of tahniyah, the day of congratulations. So I'll say it, inshallah, you can also repeat it. I hope that it reaches each and every one of you. Alhamdulillahilladhi ja'alana minal mutamassikin biwilayati amirul mu'minin wal a'imma alayhim assalam. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. And it's good that our children are here, so that they with us are participating in this. You see, when you look at the ahadith of Ahlul Bayt, there is a huge social component to this Eid. There are some times when you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the more secret it is, the better. Let's say someone has the tawfiq of making Salatul Layl. That's not something I talk to anybody about, nobody knows about, that's between me and God. I'm praying Salatul Layl. I'm fasting, very important, right? But fasting, no one knows if I'm fasting. That's between me and God. But there are other times when Allah wants everybody to know what's happening. And Eid al-Ghadir is one of those. Because of this, there is that huge social component. And I want to explain a little bit about that social component. And then after that, to talk a little bit about the connection and what we're supposed to do with this. So what's that social component that I'm talking about? In order for this Eid to be a proper Eid, the Ahlul Bayt have told you how they want you to celebrate. What should we do? They have encouraged us to spend today, and I'm going to read you the hadith, in worship of Allah. But not only that, to spend on our families and ourselves. If there was ever a time to buy our children new clothes, to spend on our families, but also the hadith is to spend on yourselves as well. And your brothers, other mu'mineen and mu'minat, the Ahlul Bayt have encouraged this as a way of celebrating this Eid. So this is the hadith now of the Imam. He says, وَهُوَ الْيَوْمَ الَّذِي يَزِيدُ اللَّهِ فِي حَالِ مَنْ. This is that Eid where Allah will increase the person who does the following things. مَنْ عَبَدَ فِيهِ. There are some people who will take this special day as a day of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What else? وَوَسَّعَ عَلَىٰ عِيَالِهِ. If I really want to make this day special, I should spend on my family today. It should be different. The kids should know, today is a different Eid. Daddy, mommy, they're spending, it's a different Eid. Wa nafsihi. Also, maybe I wanted to treat myself to a new shirt, new pants. The sisters want to go over, they want to treat themselves to something. The hadith says, right? Not israf, of course, but spending on ourselves. And also wa ikhwanih, spending on other believers. I want to share that hadith. Let's say somebody wanted to give sadaqah, but you were trying to look for what's the best day in the year where I get the most on my investment. Ghadir is that day. I'm going to mention the hadith. But the hadith continues. These people who do this, and Allah can, I mean, sorry, and the hadith continues. وَيُعْتِقُهُ اللَّهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. God will free this person from the fire. It's a beautiful thing to celebrate this Eid in a very practical way. My kids notice, everybody notice, the family notice, my brothers and sisters in the community, this is that time. If we can spend even a little bit in sadaqah on this day, spending on other believers, other mu'mineen, other Shia, the hadith says, this is from Amirul Mu'mineen himself, فَالدِّرْحَمُ فِيهِ بِمِئَةِ أَلْفِ. Dirham. He says that if you will spend today, it's going to be 100,000 of what you will get on another day. You want to give sadaqah. You want to spend. You want to spend in the way of Allah. Today is that day. And the Imam says, that's not it though. Wal mazid min Allah azza wa jal. It might be more than that, depending on the ikhlas of the mu'min or mu'mina. Helping other believers today. You might know a believer who's in trouble, who needs some help. How can I get to God? Let's say some of us weren't able to have the tawfiq of fasting today, because today is a day, a great day for fasting. We're told it's like fasting for the da'a. From the beginning of the time of creation, you make that fast, that kind of a fast. Let's say I wasn't able to do that. What could I do in its place? The hadith says this, from Amirul Mu'mineen, whoever helps his brother, or sister obviously, without being asked, there's a believer, without me asking, without me waiting till they say that I need some assistance, whoever helps his brother without being asked, and is kind towards them willingly, this person, فَلَهُ كَأَجْرِ مَنْ صَامَ هَذَا الْيَوْمَ وَقَامَ لَيْلَتَهُ. The person who does this gets the reward of fasting during the day of Ghadir and of course standing in worship, in prayer on last night. This is also a day where our du'as are answered. There are sometimes when we save up our hajat, we're like, there's a certain time of the year where God looks favorably. Ghadir is one of those times. If you have hajat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's the time to make that dua. It says, وَيَوْمَ يُسْتَجَابُ فِيهِ الدُّعَى. It's the day when dua are answered. The hadith and the ahadith of Ahlul Bayt continue. I'm not going to bore brothers and sisters, but I just want to know a little, us to know a little bit of what's out there. I didn't talk about all of the rewards of this day. So just a few of the lines of the hadith. It says, يَوْمُ قَبُولِ الْأَعْمَالِ, the day when actions are accepted. يَوْمَ طَلَبُ الزِّيَادَةِ, if we want Allah to increase us, this is the day for asking for that. يَوْمَ الْوُصُولِ إِلَىٰ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ, I've been waiting for that special time to make tawbah, to go back to God. Today is that day. وَيَوْمَ تَزْكِيَةِ, it's also وَيَوْمَ تَرْكُ الْكَبَائِرِ, it's also that day where we should be abandoning all sin, and of course, Yawmul Ibadah. Now, I had mentioned before on Jumu'ah, the Eid prayer, the rewards of dressing up for today. The rewards of even smiling at another believer today. Imam Ridha has encouraged us on the day of Ghadir, just make other believers happy. Just making other believers pleased. That's one of the things that we can do today. Feeding people. Inshallah, brothers and sisters, we'll all be a part of that feast that we're going to have. Inshallah, we're going to break bread together. The rewards, I talked about it. It's like feeding all of the Anbiya and all of the Siddiqeen just by feeding people on this day. My question to each and every one of you is a practical question. Why is today such a big deal? Why is today such a big deal? Is it just about the celebration part of it? Because that's important, right? Gathering, feeding, helping, assisting, spending. That's wonderful. But what's the reason? What are we doing this for? Where are we going with this? If we can answer this question for ourselves, we'll have taken a big step in the coming of our Imam, Imam Sahib al-Zaman, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Pray for salawat, please. If we answer that question about why it's such a big day, why it's so important, if we can connect the dots, we're going to answer a second question. The second question is, are there any modern connotations to this? Are there any connections with what we're doing right now? Or is it that this is just a great historical day? Something very, very special happened on that day? Or are there practical responsibilities? So let's talk a little bit about what actually happened on this day. Remember, I've shared this hadith before, that brothers and sisters, parents are supposed to be talking to their children about the advent of Ghadir. We come and we listen, and I'm so happy to see these small children being part of the majlis. Another part where you and I, as fathers, as mothers, as brothers, as sisters, we talk about what happened. That's also important. So what happened on this day? How did the Prophet start making noise for this day? Remember that this was the 10th year of the Hijrah. Our Prophet is about to go meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has been working. Islam has now firmly established itself all over the Arabian Peninsula. At this time, the command comes from God to tell the Prophet, to tell everybody else, for the first time and the last time, our Prophet is going to make Hajj from Medina. So he makes this announcement. I'm going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you and I think of this and how this creates that anticipation. Why it would create, and everybody would start to move. They're curious. The Prophet announces that I'm going to go meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wants me to make Hajj. This is Hajjatul Wida. This is the last Hajj. That message, once it spreads, the idea that Rasulullah, the father of the Ummah, the inspirational leader, the last and the greatest prophet of God, that he's going to make Hajj, and this is his final time. Anybody who's even slightly had love for the Prophet, the mission of Islam, once they hear this is the last pilgrimage, people start to come. And they start to gather. And the message was sent to everyone all around the Islamic world. So Muslims were coming not only from the corners of the Arabian Peninsula, but even Muslims who were in other areas. The numbers, they tell us, are from the at least 80,000, which was huge for that time, to some say no, 124,000 people to go over and make this last Hajj with the Prophet. Now, the Prophet starts on his mission. He makes it very different. One of the things that the Prophet did to make it different, right, was that he invited all of his wives. Normally, the way that the Prophet would do, even if he was going to war, his wives would go by, they would draw lots. This one, the Prophet says, no, everybody. We're going to all go together. He made the Hajj pilgrimage. After the Hajj pilgrimage, everybody's leaving, and they get to a point where everybody's going to separate. So there's an area where five people start to leave from five different directions, and at this area, the Prophet gives that call, that now we're going to make that celebration or that announcement that everybody has intended. But listen to the words of the Quran. And just ponder, what is it that the Prophet was about to say, and then what are the modern connotations? Allah tells the Prophet this, Ya ayyuha rasul, O messenger, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik. You deliver that message that has been given to you by your Lord, what Allah has revealed to you. This isn't anything personal. And then, this is one of the three times in the Quran where Allah threatens the Prophet. There's sometimes when the Prophet's mission is so important that even for the Prophet, if you don't do this, what does God say to the Prophet and what were the concerns of the Prophet? He says, فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلْ, if you don't do this, فَمَا بَلَغْتَ رِسَالَتَ, you will not have delivered the message. 23 years, blood, sweat, and tears, battles, deprivation, sacrifice, loss of great lives, victories. And Allah says, if you don't do this, the mission has not been completed. You have not done the risala. Your job and your work is all in vain. The second thing that, or third thing that's here in the verse is that you can tell the Prophet's worried about what he's about to say. There's a concern that the Prophet has.
There's a challenge that the Prophet's facing. Allah says this, Wallahu ya'simuka minan nas. God will protect you from the people. There are some people who are concerned about what you're going to say. They know that this is something important. This is something where they feel they have to stand up to. And Allah promises the Prophet that Allah will protect you from the people. Now, what did the Prophet do? The Prophet stopped them at Ghadir Qom. When he stopped them there, the Prophet made everyone gather. And again, this is the Prophet making noise. It was so hot, brothers and sisters, that the people had to put cloaks under their feet, clothing under their feet, because the sand was burning their feet. But the Prophet made everybody wait there. The Prophet told the companions to make a mimbar. They made it out of the saddles of camels. They made this mimbar. So the Prophet is now going to be on an elevated position. Not only that, what else did the Prophet do? After the Dhuhr prayers, the Prophet, again, he's going to be standing on the mimbar and delivering the message, but he says, for Ali, you come too. The Prophet's standing, Ali's also standing. And then, even though it's hot, burning sands, everybody's there. This is because the Prophet made everybody wait. Those people who had gone before, they were about to leave, the Prophet said, come back. Those people who hadn't caught up, the Prophet made them all there. Then, in that huge gathering, and the Prophet made his gathering in such a way that he would ask the people, have you heard me? Right? Have you heard me? He'd be asking, turning in different directions, making his announcements. He made a very long khutbah. It's good if brothers and sisters get a chance to at least read it in English. What did the Prophet say about Quran, about Ahlul Bayt? Right? Long khutbah. And then he made that famous line. He says after that, and he raised the hand of Ali, and they said that Ali's hand and the Prophet's hands were up so high, you could see under their arms, the white of their armpit, under their arm was visible. And the Prophet's holding Ali, they're standing, everybody's looking. And he said, Man kuntu mawla, whoever I am his master, fa'aliyun mawla. Then Ali is also his master. Allah Salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Salli ala Muhammad. The Prophet continued after, because he talked about Imamat, he talked all the way up until the Mahdi. He gave us our walking instructions. What are we supposed to do? What is our mission? And then he appointed Ali officially in front of everyone. Everyone now knows. The Prophet again made dua. Allahumma wali man wala. Whoever supports Ali, follows Ali, takes him as their wali, you support that person, wa'adi man ada. And you take as an enemy whoever goes against him. After all of this is done, then God revealed that other verse, al-yawm ya'isa alladhina kafaru min dinikum, that today those who disbelieve have lost hope and despaired of misguiding your religion. فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ وَخْشَوْهُمْ. Don't be afraid of them, be afraid of me. Now, brothers and sisters, we're going to get a little closer to the modern connotations. Don't fear them. Islam is invincible now. Don't fear them, fear me. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. Right? That I have made your religion perfect for you, I have completed my blessing on you, and I am now pleased with Islam as your religion. So now what happens? There was a problem that happened after Ghadir. And this is the practical part. The problem that happened after Ghadir is the same problem that we're facing now. The solution is the same solution. Ghadir was that perfect system. Islam was now complete. It was perfect. All we needed to do was follow. Everybody had heard. The hadith of the Ahlul Bayt tell us that if people had done what their responsibility was. The hadith says, you would not even find two people quarreling with one another. This world would literally be paradise on earth. The kingdom of God would have been established. It would have been paradise on earth. You wouldn't even find two people. How many wars do we find right now? How much bloodshed? How much poverty? How much misery? Two people wouldn't have even quarreled with one another. The hadith says this, that if people, لَوَ اجْتَمَعَ النَّاسِ عَلَى حُبِّ عَلِيِّ بْنَ أَبِي طَالِبْ لَمَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ النَّارِ. That if people would have gathered on the love of Ali, then Allah would have not even created the hellfire. But what happened though? What happened is that at that time, some people chose to pick and choose with Islam. Some people chose to pick and choose with Islam. Ghadir was not an issue where it was only about our personal piety. Ghadir was an issue where now you have to pay allegiance to the wali of the time. You have to ready yourself to serve the wali of the time. You have to oppose those who would oppose the wali of the time. It's not personal piety anymore. A little after Ghadir, 70 days, a few days after Ghadir is when Sayyidah Fatima is going to go to the door of the houses of the believers and remind them of their promise to practically support wilaya. It's not just personal piety. It's taking a stance when some have chosen to pick and choose, to oppose those who oppose the kingdom of God on the earth. So the problem was the same problem. The solution is the same solution. We're told from our hadith that if 40 had stood and rose and embraced all of Islam and been willing to do their part, not separated Islam, to separate Islam, the politics of Islam, that should be aside. Ibadah, worship. But then when it comes to practically supporting the wali of the time, the idea that all of Islam should be implemented, all of the ayat should be implemented, that is something that we don't have to worry about. So when that happened, when people didn't do their responsibility, then something else happened. Our imam, for 25 years, he was not able to do his responsibility. The kingdom of God on the earth, because that's what it was, right? When the wali of Allah rules, that's the kingdom of Allah on the earth. The kingdom of God didn't take place. 25 years, our imam was kept away from power. And even when he came into power, the community was so corrupted that even 5 years of the government of Ali wasn't able to correct the situation. Imam Ali was martyred. And what's interesting is that the masses were the people who would have benefited the most from Ali. The government of Ali was successful. It took care of the masses. He did social justice. The masses stayed away. So, are there any modern connotations to this? Is there any practical responsibility? The Ahlul Bayt have a very different approach when it comes to training us. They tell us that we should be seeing Ghadir now, looking for the wali of the time now, making sure we're not standing up or not obeying Yazid now. Listen to this verse of Quran or this hadith. It says, "Inna al-Quran hayyun la yamut." Truly, the Quran is alive and it never dies. Wal aya hayyun la tamut. The verses of the Quran are also alive. They don't die. He says this, Imam Baqir, فَلَوْ كَانَتِ الْآيَةِ إِذَا نَزَلَتْ فِي الْأَقْوَامِ
ماتوا ماتت الآية لماتت القرآن لمات القرآن.
He says that if the Quran was like this, there was a verse revealed about an event, let's say Ghadir, but then it was about a specific person, Ali of that time. Then when that person died, the verse no longer applied. He says the Quran would be dead. Now as believers, we want to look, okay, well, what's the modern day connotations to this? This is part of the solution. You and I, brothers and sisters, we're waiting for a living imam. Our imam, Imam Mahdi, is watching this gathering and gatherings like this all over the world. The problem is the same. The solution is the same. Unfortunately, we Muslims have been very far away from the true teachings of Islam. The idea that Islam applies, and it applies now. And we're supposed to be trying to implement all of God's laws now, not when the Mahdi returns. There's somebody who says that, you know what? I'm ready. I'm mukhlis. As soon as the imam comes back, it's on. There's another person who realizes the message of Ghadir. Now Islam. Now the implementation of Islam. Now all of Islam. Now no to the taghut of the time. Let me mention some of the things before I talk about the solution. Remember, this is now, I want to mention two things from Imam Hussein for us again to connect. We already learned from Imam Baqir. How do these ayats apply now? It's not about Ghadir then. Ghadir now. The hadith says this from Imam Hussein. وَعَلَى الْإِسْلَامَ السَّلَامِ Islam itself will be finished إِذْ قَدْ بُلْيَتِ الْأُمَّةِ بِرَاعٍ مِثْلِ يَزِيدٍ If the ummah is afflicted, has a leader like Yazid. Not that Yazid. Like Yazid. The system of Yazid.
Brothers and sisters are watching when I don't know if you want to call him the president, you want to call him Sleepy Joe. I mean, the guy now is so out of it. Now you'll see him in Israel. And I don't know if they give him Adderall, what it is they give him to keep him alert. But he turns to thin air and he's shaking the hands with thin air. Right? Sleepy Joe. The system of the Taghut, though. The system of the Taghut. The system of Yazid. The imam says that Islam will be finished if I have a leader like Yazid. If I'm not looking for the Islamic solution for the implementation of all of Allah's laws now, not then. Again from Imam Hussein, he says this, mithli, and the words of the imam are important, someone like me, mithli, Imam Hussein is saying, La yubayi'u mithlah. Someone like me, someone like Hussein, someone who's Husseini, someone who's connected the dots. La yubayi'u mithlah. This person will never make bay'ah to someone like Yazid. The system of Yazid. Now, we know that the Anbiya were here to establish all of Islam. The verse that I want to share with you is about all of the prophets. They were all had one mission. God says in the Quran, لَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا In every ummah we would send a rasul. That prophet had two missions. أَنِعْبُدُ That you worship God, but worship God, we learned from the ayat of the Quran before. It doesn't only mean that I take a stone idol as a deity. Also, worship of Allah is obedience to anyone in disobedience of Allah. From the ayat of the Quran, we understand this. And that we're supposed to stay away from the taghut. So now the connection. Now the connection. If we're taking Ghadir as an event that's always there,
If we're saying Islam has to all be implemented, is there a system in Islam for me right now to be pushing to implement all of Islam? Is there an Ali of the time? The same way that there's a Shimmer of the time, there's a Yazid of the time. Is there an Ali of the time? The answer is yes. And for believers, when we're talking about, and we're not talking about here about our marja, we all might make taqlid to whoever we make in our personal lives. We're talking about our wali, the wali of all, the way of us implementing all of Allah's laws, the person who's carrying the flag of Islam against all of the tawaghit, the person who is most hated by Israel on the face of the earth, that person, that wali. If we're looking truly to tell Imam Mahdi that we want to see all of Islam, we want to follow the wali of the time, we know this is a real struggle, this isn't a historical event, then we have to look now for the wali of the time. The wali of the time. The wali of the time, Imam Khamenei, is the person who all of us, we should be pushing for, supporting, protecting, defending, explaining, so that the world gets liberated. You see, the solution is the same. Ghadir is about establishing the kingdom of God on the earth. The kingdom of God on the earth happens when the representative of God is given wilaya. When we're in the absence of the imam, first we had nawab, we had appointed na'ib. The person, the imam would say, such and such, the such and such and such, that's the na'ib. After that, it became a general concept, whoever meets the criteria. But again, this is bigger than just somebody I make taqlid to in my personal life. This is how I implement Islam. That means we need that wali. So we need to make sure that we're following, because Ghadir is not just about personal taqwa in my personal life. It's about distancing myself from all of the tawaghit and aligning myself with the wali of the time who's currently carrying the flag. Now, having said that, once we have that understanding that Islam is all of Islam, it's political Islam, it's Islam against the tawaghit, it's Islam of unity, it's Islam of saving the masses, it's Islam of standing up and being proud to be a Muslim, of aligning ourselves with that line that's still a continuum of the efforts of the Anbiya, it shouldn't make us arrogant. It shouldn't make us arrogant. If we've understood this reality, we should be humbled by understanding this reality, but it should not make us in any way arrogant or off-putting. That now I've understood this. I know there's a wali of the time. Alhamdulillah, I've identified this person. Does it mean I need to be off-putting in my way of interacting with other believers? Absolutely not. There's a story, inshallah, it's not true. They said once this man was very revolutionary. He had understood the concept of the wali of the time. He's trying to move in the right direction. And they said that he was about to offer salah. And when he was about to offer salah, he was so excited about the idea and the concept and the cause that he started his prayer in this way. He said, Allahu Akbar, Khomeini Rahba, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So somebody was like, you can't do that, it's salat. How do you mean, Allahu Akbar, Khomeini Rahba, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim? So after the prayer, he told him, he said, brother, you're not supposed to say that. That makes the prayer invalid. You can't do that. That's not right. The man looked at him. He was so angry. For the next salat, he stood up. He said, Allahu Akbar, Khomeini Rahba, Markbar Ziddi Wilayati Faqih. Off-putting. That's different than having conversations where we talk about the concepts. Do we want Islam? Yes. Do we want Islam now? Yes. Have the Ahlul Bayt given us a system? Yes. Does that mean practical allegiance to the Wali of the time? Yes. We ask that Allah accept what was said and heard in His way. And we hope that brothers and sisters will all join us for the meal that we're going to have afterwards. Inshallah, brothers and sisters, you are all by your presence glorifying this event. And hopefully we're going to have a wonderful meal together. But we'll end with salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Ahsan Shaykhna, sallallahu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Thank you, Sheikh, for that wonderful, insightful speech. Inshallah, we can act upon those wonderful and insightful words. Inshallah, we did leave a small buffer for us to be able to speak with each other, prepare for Salat. If you would like to do it, do it. There's bathrooms in the back. And inshallah, directly after that, after Salah, we'll have dinner together. Sallallahu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Never should a ship ever sail without a direction.
Never should a ship ever sail without a direction. I mean captain, sergeant. No reason without the means of reflection. So mention. One moment spent in contemplation weighs more than thousands of prostrations. I bear witness to the one no questions, but to this there are conditions.